And you know, I know we're not gonna get hung up and worried about it because it's art, it's out there, and it's in the record stores, and all people have to do is go and find it. And if they like what they've heard on today's program, maybe they will do that.
Now, on this album, you've got a lot of people. We said the Bare Naked Ladies, and there's Neil Peart from Rush. How did that happen?
I was interviewing Neil Peart for a magazine, a local Toronto rock magazine. And I didn't want to do the interview, really, because I'm not really into it, doing, like, rock things, rock music pieces. I mean, I don't fancy myself a critic. I don't really particularly like critics. So, but anyways, I thought I'd do it because I needed the money. So, and Neil Peart's always, you know, Rush's have fought. They've always been idols of mine to a certain extent. So, and I heard that he was a nice guy. So he called me one morning from the Shadow Frontenac. It was like 10:30, got me out of bed. And I was really groggy, and I was almost sort of in sort of half of a dream state, and we were talking, and for the first like 25 minutes of our conversation we didn't even talk about music, which was really refreshing, talking to a musician about things other, like about books, and
it's hard to do,
about, you know, favorite places in Canada, yeah, and stuff like that. So that was nice, and I thought, this guy's a really good guy. So then we started to talk about Rush's music, and we got in sort of the deeper philosophies of the band and stuff, and then for some reason we started talking about Pink Floyd and about Roger Waters and about his delivery and his sound. And Neil said, actually, there's this band from Etobicoke called the Rheostatics. Have you heard of them? And I said, I'm in them. And then it was like,
oh my goodness,
he was really excited that I was in the Rheostatics, and I was really excited that he was into the Rheostatics. And then he told a story about how after their last concert tour of North America, he would be the first off stage and the first in the bus. And he would get into his bus, which had his mega CD player, and he would play Horses from Melville to 10, just sort of drain all the energy and the anxiety and whatever out of him. And he would relax,
wow,
to this music, and how it was really very, very important to him. So henceforth, our record company got in contact with Rush's management and asked Neil if he wanted to play on our record. And he said, sure, because no one ever asked him before.
Oh.